sit back and relax. And allow your ears to absorb 2 inches deep.
Podcast. It's Ali Rock opening it up for you guys. We got Coach Jackson Bozarth and Sad Boy Zach Grant with us tonight. Great episode in store for you guys. Should we tell them, you know, what's going on right now? Like, a little situation we have going on?
No, I feel like at the end of the podcast we should tell them what happened.
I think you should explain it before because we got to do our sad boys and shit.
Right. It's a little too early in the week.
Yeah, you never know. Something crazy might happen and we can't talk about it. So.
Go ahead.
That's right. Unfortunately, I won't be with the crew Sunday. I'll be in out of town. So obviously I'm the tech guy here with the most expensive equipment. So
I wouldn't say all that.
Yeah.
My laptop costs as much as your PC. I mean, more.
No.
This is $1,200. Yeah. Actually, $1,300.
This guy has bread.
Right.
But the monitor plus your thing is like $1,500?
Plus the mouse, plus the keyboard, plus the external shit that
I
have to add.
I got that whole package deal.
Now we have to restart.
Bless you.
I gave you one fucking instruction. It was to be quiet.
we're actually filming this after our admission report. We apologize if we missed out on some important news that you guys wanted to hear Sunday. But if anything, we'll review it next Wednesday when we do another admission report. But we got a nice episode in store for you guys. Nice little segments. It's gonna be back. Let's see, what are we starting off with, boys?
We're
gonna start off being sad.
Sad boy, actually. You know me, dude.
Oh yeah.
I scripted today, so
they're brought to you by Jake.
Yeah, if we can get sad boy in early, you know me, I'm ready for that.
All right, so we usually do the same order, so I'll start it off. My sad boy is Nebraska football. So, unfortunately, we're all sad because, like I said last Sunday, collegiate football is going to get canceled, and it looks like, for the most part, it is. Big Ten and Pac-12, Mountain West have all canceled. So, you're probably wondering why Nebraska is sad. Well, they're sad because they're making this big announcement that the Big Ten – the Big Ten is saying that they're not going to have a season. Well, it's actually pretty funny because Nebraska wants to get out of the Big Ten, and they really haven't made headline news out of it because, like, Nebraska's the laughingstock to me at the Big Ten. Like, they've just struggled so much as of late, and for them to talk in this big game as if someone should really care that they're leaving and paying attention, no one's getting given that energy. Like, Desmond Howard today went on College Football Live and was like, fucking get them out of the Big Ten then. If they don't want to be Unity, get them the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I feel like wherever they go, they're going to get shitted on. If they go Big 12, which seems that they'll have a season, they're going to get shitted on. And ACC. If they go to ACC, they're going to get shitted on. If they go to SEC, they're going to get shitted on.
But they still, they still have good players in the team.
I can see them in a little ACC action.
So, like,
I would like Nebraska in the ACC.
I don't know. I wish, and I said it on Sunday, I wish that, excuse me for my yawns, sad boy hours right now, it's late. Like I said last week, I wish that they would do it all as one, and I feel now that a lot of the Power 5 schools have canceled, it kind of looks shitty on the SEC and the Big 12 to say that they're going to keep their season as if they're some higher.
Exactly.
Like, last time I checked, the ACC has been running it with Clemson.
They're trying, dude.
I don't know, bro. It's shitty. I wish that we did it all as a team, but like I said, not a perfect world. But anyways, Nebraska, you guys are my sad boys for trying to get attention to your name, and you're not really getting it. But I'll give you that little glimpse of hope.
You gave them the attention.
Right.
Whole Nebraska team is a sad. Anyway, my sad boy. So recent, I think this was the game on Monday. NHL. It's good to have the NHL back. It's fun to watch the games.
It is a nice one.
Oh, the That's ones right. that we didn't get to watch, yeah.
I know. Fuck up said Dickies.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Pay the cable bill.
Yeah, I'm a Hawks fan, so we're going to come back and beat you guys. But this guy is on the Columbus Blue Jackets. His name is goalie. His name is, man, pardon me for the name. You know, it's like Jonas Corpusalo, I think it is. And they were playing the Lightning. They went to 5 overtimes. And this guy had 85 saves on 88 shots. And his team lost. So, like, you know, he did all that. He has, that was actually an NHL record, most saves in any game. And my boy just, his fucking team just fucking sucked. So he had to put his head down, walk out that fucking stadium, knowing he, you know, just a
man. In hockey, since you're a hockey guy, so, when do they go to penalty shots?
Oh, so in playoffs they don't.
They don't do that in playoffs.
Why not?
Bro, it's just
imagine
like,
that in a Stanley Cup, bro.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it's kind of too, like...
Do they still do where they, like, take a lesser player? Because don't they do,
no.
like...
You could... No, so in the regular season, for some reason, they do, like, a 3-on-3 overtime yeah. for 5 minutes, and then they do a shootout.
That's sick.
But in playoffs, it's like...
Remember when we went to our game?
We were like, bro, we don't know how this works.
Remember when we went to our game? We were losing our fucking mind, bro. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it's cool because there's way more action. That's what they want in the regular season. In a postseason, it's like best man wins, so you gotta keep playing hot regular hockey.
I don't know what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be cooler if they did it in the playoffs instead? Because it'd be way
too
more
decisive,
fucking exhilarating.
Bro. Like if it's a game 7 Stanley Cup and you're playing 3v3, like
bro, even better. Even better than me. You're helping my argument.
I just be unfair towards the players. Like,
no. No, you know what you're signing yourself up to. Don't go to overtime then.
That's yeah. true.
You gotta end regulation. Yeah. I can skate. Psych.
Yeah.
Hockey is the hardest sport, low-key.
Thanks. Anyway, go ahead, Sad Boys.
Finish this off. Mine is a little Skip Bayless, if you saw what he said about
he's
the
He's always
AMA.
Sad.
I mean, he just his takes are just awful. I think he's slowly just losing respect in general. That whole show, I think, is just...
You don't like Shannon?
I don't.
I like Shannon. He never mind.
I don't think that show's very good, but... just the remarks he said about Dame, and then next game he comes out, drops 61.
What did he say about Dame, actually?
Dame was mean, bro.
He said it was mean?
It was mean.
Yeah, I think he said he's not a top 10 player.
Yikes.
He's on the cover.
Yeah.
I'm saying, every time I see him play, that's the cover right there.
You know, for a man that has, like, a wife named Estrustine or something like that.
Estrustine? That sounds like a...
Estrogen?
Sounds like a cancer or something.
Some sort of female... Thing. Hold up. Let me look up his wife. But for whatever his wife's name is, he talks a whole lot of shit. Like, you shouldn't be talking shit if your wife's name is this. Let me look it up.
Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless.
I'm just surprised how he hasn't been attacked yet.
Ernestine is her name.
Ernest.
So it's like, for your wife being that name, you shouldn't be talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. He is sad.
It's all right. I mean, he's getting paid, though.
Well, now that I'm looking at his wife, they look like cousins.
It might be.
Probably. Interesting. Anyway.
Okay. That's your sad boy. I get it.
I get it.
All right. Next time, we're moving on. So, if you guys listen, I think it was maybe like a weekly thing, but we do a Mount Flushmore on our intermission reports, and we're going to lighten it up here with a Mount Rushmore. But this time, we're thinking of the Mount Rushmore of drunk foods. Because you know food be hitting a little different when you're drunk.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying?
Stupid different.
No, exactly. No matter how fucked up you are, this should be be hitting. So, are we going to do the little snake draft?
Yeah, who wants to start off?
I have a question. Are we doing foods in general, restaurants?
I'm going restaurants.
You doing restaurants?
Yeah, I'm okay. Prepared for restaurants. Are you prepared for restaurants?
Yeah.
I think so. Fuck it, we can do it. You guys all right, start.
Who wants to start? You or me? Let's go with you. You start.
Okay. I just rather do two.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. You
no,
go
no,
one.
No.
You want to go last or you want me to go last?
I'll go
last. Okay.
So, this was not a shocker, but I would just say, because I had this this past weekend, and this may be like a new favorite, Don Tortaco.
I've never had it.
It's like
they had a drive-thru and it was a late night and I was like, let me try it. I got 3 different tacos. There was the lengua, the carne asada, and then the arrabbiata. And I was drunk off wine.
I like wine.
Different type of drunk.
It is different type of drunk.
Different type of drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, I like red wine.
What are you guys, hornballs?
I had me on FaceTime with my girlfriend for a while.
But were you a hornball?
I wouldn't say that. I needed maybe a few more glasses.
Zach?
Off red wine?
Like, just off wine in general, do you become a hornball?
I only drink red wine, dude. But, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I was on that rosé
vibe. I get really sleepy off red wine.
You sound like my mom. My mom gets really sleepy off red wine.
It does get you tired.
Yeah.
But those tacos were like... You know, I was eating them shits like... Mm-mm. And look at my... So good.
Really?
Yeah, like, I was like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah, I love tacos.
I love that shit.
But they're like those soft, you know, like...
Well, I don't want anyone to take mine.
Go ahead.
But, like, it kind of matches yours. But I'm just going to go fast food chain because, like, no one, when you're drunk, no one's going to be like, I want to go sit down and eat. I want that fast shit. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go Taco Bell. For bang for your buck.
Okay.
Bang for your buck. And it's like, at that time, Taco Bell's going to... Usually, I'm not drunk at an early amount of time. So it's like, how am I gonna get the regular food? So,
okay,
I feel like you gotta go with Taco Bell because it's gonna be open. You know it's gonna be open. You're saving quite a bit of money. You're getting quite a bit of food.
They're expecting drunk people.
Exactly. That's their whole market. They should market.
That's right. Stoners to drunk people.
Sneeze again. Anyways, Taco Bell.
I'm surprised this one's still on the board.
Really.
In and out, dog.
It was gonna be on there, and we've done that a couple times, buddy. We have done that a couple times. It does hit.
I'm just saying, buddy. The animal fries are different, dude.
Yeah, it's a good fucking pick.
And then I'm gonna go Jack in the Box.
I've never been a Jack in the Crack fan. Never been a Jack in the Crack fan.
Really, their fries are fire.
They have curly fries, right?
Yeah, stupid fire. They have some good stuff for faded too.
For sure.
The Munchies box or whatever, they got some stuff. Getting me hungry talking about this.
I have some fun fucking starting. Go ahead.
Alright. This one, surprise, is still on the board. It's a good, great food. Also, a sponsor, Dickie's Barbecue.
Oh.
I'm gonna show you this, man.
How much are you getting paid?
You know, we're not open late, but.
How much are you getting paid for that?
I know. Maybe a little inside.
Did you ever have it drunk?
No, not yet, but I'm thinking about it, and I'd be like, barbecue drunk sounds pretty fucking good.
Well, yeah, dude, we have people come in, and they're like, you guys don't serve alcohol?
Alcohol, yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to have?
Well, this lady yesterday was over here trying to be funny. I was like, would you like any sauce? She's like, no, but I'd like some scotch. And I was like, well, we don't serve it. Let's tell you, buddy.
Take your ass home.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think some nice, like, greasy food. You know, ours not too greasy, but, like, some fries, some waffle fries.
I love...
You know, because it's not really on the menu, but the concoctions that we make with the fries and the shit on there, all that cheese and the sour cream.
We do make some fucking...
Hitters.
That's a good pick, and shout out Dickie's Barbecue. Legit. So I'm gonna go, this is gonna be a different one. I know you guys aren't gonna take this one because I seem to be the only one that fucks with it when we order it. And by the way,
this is about to be Musubis.
It is. And DoorDash,
drunk food.
DoorDash is like should sponsor us for the amount of food that we fucking do. There have been numerous times in the Grant estate and Zach's house that we've been here with watching Power and shit. And what do I get, Zach?
God.
And I had a few to drink. And I fucking love Spam Musubis.
Fucking Musubis, dude.
Spam Musubis. So the restaurant that I, you know, there's a lot of people, and to my Pauly friends and my Hawaiian friends and all my friends, you know, like I said, please don't hate on me because I'm not saying they necessarily have the best Spam Musubis. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that they're going to be open at the time that I'm intoxicated. L&L Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. How late are they open?
Usually 10 to 11-ish.
Oh, well, that's not that late.
Well, yeah, but, like, I'm also not going to be fucking plastered at 6 p.m. unless we're going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong, but, yeah.
This might come as a surprise. IHOP, any type of pancakes.
Ooh!
No, that's a great one. That is the best
one. That's a great one because Eggworks wouldn't be open, but the food itself, which would be good, fine. IHOP.
That's right.
I haven't been there drunk, though. Do they serve alcohol there, like Bloody Marys or shit like that?
No, they don't.
Have mimosas.
Would you be able to get it late at night?
They'll give you coffee. Number wow. Pancakes, drunk. Yeah, that's a good one, bro.
Good fucking idea. What that's kind of pancake kind of guy are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a big banana pancake type of guy.
I'm a chocolate chip guy.
If you could throw strawberries, both, if you could throw
strawberries and cream.
I don't know.
Like a mix, like one pancake with banana and
chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Rats.
Yeah, bro.
That'd be fucking
superb.
Alright. Alright, so you. No, you get one. We're going to go back around with one.
I feel. All right. So this one, you know, I don't see too many of them here, but I know they're in Vegas, for sure in Vegas. Like a hole in the wall, like just like a on-the-street diner, regular-ass diner, kind of along the lines of IHOP. But their like menu is like 15 fucking pages long.
Jesus Christ. Right. That gives me anxiety if I'm drunk.
Like in Baltimore, they're like all over the place. Like every down street, you see a diner. And the food is just immaculate, you know, drunk or not. But I think drunk is just more of like a, I'm in love with this shit, you know. So you get chicken wings, chicken tenders and fries. And
I want some chicken wings.
The burgers are like big as shit, you know. And they're open 24/7. You know what I'm saying? And then you can also get pancakes along the side, like breakfast anytime. It's just like, it's a hit. It's always a hitter. I fuck with it.
Okay, so I have a sneak pick that I don't think anyone's going to take, but I'm going to save it because I'm worried that this next one is going to be taken.
Okay.
I'm going to go with McDonald's, okay? And there's two types of drunk. Do I like McDonald's necessarily? Not a lot, but when you're drunk, there's two things that could sound good. Either their fries, one, and their fries are untouchable. No one can fucking touch their fries, no matter what.
Love those chemicals.
Yeah, I love the crack they put in them. Fucking love it, dude. I love the crack they put in them, okay?
Yeah.
Or their breakfast all day menu, because you could get a couple hash browns, you could get the fucking happy stacks, and they're still hitters, bro.
My
or egg McMuffin.
My go-to,
or
is
you
chicken,
know what would
bro.
Go nuts is a fucking shake. A McFlurry, a
Shamrock. Ice cream machine is down.
Shamrock.
What? Yes, but if you're drunk, good mood, good positivity, they might have something, bro.
And here's the other thing, bro. When you're drunk, you can make as many excuses as you want about eating junk food. Like, I'm just drunk, bro.
Yes, bro. I don't drunk. Do this when I'm fucking sober. You know me, bro. Yeah. You know me, bro.
Like, and then no one can, like, blame you about it. You know?
Yeah, because they're drunk, too, if it's a really good time, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
I have some honorable mentions, but we'll do that after. Okay, so your last pick, buddy.
You know me. I'm a big Mexican type of guy. Nothing really stays open that late. Mm-hmm. I would say Cafe Rio.
Oh, if they were 24/7. I feel like they'd make more money there 24/7.
Yeah.
For sure.
Honorable mention for me real quick would be like a Wingstop, because they're 24.
Oh, dude.
Hold up. Let's save those, though. Save those. Those are, that's good.
Dude, that's so good.
Oh, it's only one?
It's only one.
Dude, would you get like a 24 piece?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro. Especially on Tuesdays.
What do they do
on Tuesdays?
I don't see. You're weird though. You like boneless.
I do.
I'm a traditional guy.
You know, I think I'm, because we've had Wingstop the last couple times, and it used to be like B-Dubs over Wingstop. Now it's the tides are shifting. You're like, I'm a Wingstop guy.
B-Dubs
environment.
Because
the ranch, bro, is unbeatable.
Facts.
Dude, I know.
Facts. Bro. I agree, but B-Dubs environment is untouchable. That's not my pick.
That's
facts.
True. That's true. That's
facts.
True.
Facts. And they have more shit than just wings.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it.
And I don't know. They serve more alcohol, so.
Yeah, way.
A beer would bring, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, so this one, make sure you have a DD. But you don't need to get out of the car. Sonic.
Bro. Good choice.
I'll tell you right now, man. They have a fucking loaded ass menu, but the milkshake, you can't have something sweet. Their milkshakes be hitters. Yeah, man, for real.
I got food poisoning from Sonic, though.
Oh, yeah, and Reena, remember that when you were fucking like,
been
on
there
the
yet.
Floor?
Dude, I was fucking on this, like, cold sweats, dude, on the floor.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is that the same one you're talking about? Because you haven't had Sonic since, have you?
No.
Yeah, bro, that was
that
bad.
Wasn't for
that
you.
Was that was a good night, though.
Some chicken?
Yeah, bone.
That was a good night, bro. All right, so my pick is a sleeper pick, and I'm going against my brand and the fact that, like, I said that you need to be quick. But there's a certain individual that takes care of us when we're there, and it's called Hokkaido. It's our boy Ronnie. Get a couple fucking sake shots, sake bombs. It is
while
a good
drunk,
fucking
right?
time. While you're drunk, like hibachi food, there's nothing like it, bro, because the tricks look cooler, the conversation is better.
Facts.
The environment is so much fun, and our place that we go to, Ronnie always fucking takes care of us, and the good thing is we can literally walk back to Zach's.
Yeah.
Walk back to Zach's, so that's my pick. Sleeper picks.
Let me see. I got one.
Go ahead.
Alright. Fuck. Oh. So this one, you know, it's you have to be drunk in a certain location. Chicago. A wet Italian beef or like a Chicago style hot dog. It hits for me, bro. Like, I don't know. Portillo's.
Like a stand or what?
Portillo's is a famous establishment in the Chicago area. They have a few in California, actually. You gotta go there. It will change your life, bro. Sober or drunk, but drunk, it'll taste way better.
Guaranteed. So, my honorable pick would be more juicy. Like a sandwich. Like, you ever have a sandwich when you're drunk and you're just like...
Subway.
Not even Subway. Capriotti's. Oh, hitters. No. But, like, if you're really on, like, some college shit that I used to be... Well, I'm still in college, but like, yeah. like the staying on campus and shit, making a PB&J drunk.
Oh yeah.
And like having that shit, you're just like, wow. Like verbal meme, it's gonna be the picture we post on Sunday. It's like that kid crying when he's eating. No, it is so fire after a long night. Now, here's the issue with that though. Let me tell you the issue.
You cry because the food's so good.
Yes, but the issue is when you have a sandwich or like a PB&J and you're drunk, and when you wake up in the morning, you're like, why the fuck would I ever want a sandwich? Yeah. Like, plastered, bro. Because that's like the worst idea you could fucking have, bro. Like, literally the worst idea you could ever have. But it tastes so fucking good in the moment. Just in the morning, it's just like, damn, you got a fucking yak or
you wake up, my breath's hot.
Yeah, oh, dude, that's the only thing I hate about being drunk, bro. Is like, no one thinks to like really brush their teeth when they're like plastered. It's just a bad. You wake up in the morning, oh, and then when you actually put the fucking toothpaste in, you're like,
ugh. Yeah. But that food could be a lifesaver for waking up hungover or fucking, you know, it'll sober you up.
Oh, another one, Roberto's.
That's a good one. That's a Vegas local.
I don't. I won't eat Roberto's regularly unless I'm drunk. Unless I'm drunk.
I agree.
Because
that's
it's
fair.
Just like
that's fair.
Because like California burritos always hit, but like when.
No, they're carne asada fries.
Facts.
Quesadillas though.
But when they were open, bro. When everything was like when the world was normal, and we had shit. Yeah. You know, you could go over there. You could get the carrots. You could get the peppers and shit too. Oh. Those hit when you're drunk.
Like pickled, hit. Bro.
Oh my gosh.
I know, dude. Oh. I miss those days, man.
Fuck.
Nah, they're all like closing early and then at 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like Vegas was so fucking always known for.
My favorite order is when I was on keto. Went to Roberto's. I'm like, can I get the carne asada fries and no fries? So she's looking at me like,
so carne asada?
What the fuck like, does he want? And I was like, so make the carne asada how you guys usually make it with the fixings, but like, but then remove the fries. I was trying to, and I was drunk as
fuck. Can I get ice water without ice?
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck is, I'm not gonna pay enough for this.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but drunk food's be hitting different. But since we're along the lines of food,
God, I'm so fucking hungry now, bro.
Great, man. And we have a delivery coming soon, right, boys?
For you guys, not me. A little tangent though, you know what doesn't hit when you're drunk? I've never been a drunk pizza guy.
I kind of like pizza.
Cold pizza, I'd say, was probably like good when you're drunk, but like. No,
I think just a regular cheese pizza fucking hits.
Hits.
Yeah, for real.
If it's not too garlicky. With ranch, yes. But yeah. Like, I've had pizzas when I'm drunk, and it. Like, I'm not really a big Domino's guy in real life, but like.
It's the hut, dude. Pizza hut.
But like, you know how super garlicky? It just kind of.
I'm more of like a mom and pop shop place. Like, if it's a hole in the wall.
I'm a New York pizza guy through and through, bro. I really? Need New York, absolutely good New York pizza.
I like thin ass crust pizza, you know what I'm saying? Thin crust, but.
I love crust, bro, so I need that fucking chunk boy crust.
But since we're all on the lines of food, we try to do a star bench cut. And usually it's, you know, sports related, but this time we've been switching it up lately on y'all. And this one's definitely out of the park. We're doing a cereal edition. We picked three famous cereals, and we're going to start one, bench one, and cut one. And Jackson, would you like to remind the audience what the cereals are?
Yes. Which, you know, it had a little controversy revolving around it just because... You know, these aren't necessarily my top three that I wanted, but they are good cereals. So, I'm going to go Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Frosted Flakes. Are they all hitters? Yes. But we're going to start bench cut them. So, I think Sad Boy Zach should start with his start bench cut.
This is a little too easy for me.
Way too easy, huh?
I mean, it's going to be different than what you guys say for sure. No disrespect.
None taken.
Lucky Charms... You're out of here, dude.
Whoa.
You're getting cut. I just, you know, it's not enough marshmallow for me. The other shit tastes like dog food if it gets soggy. Like the actual cereal.
Yeah.
The non-marshmallows, once it gets soggy.
Yeah, you saw that they made a cereal with just the marshmallows.
I did, but then it's so like, stupid. That's not even cereal.
That, yeah,
that's, no, that's fucking
that's gross.
Sugar.
Yeah, I know.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Fuck with it. It's getting benched.
Okay, okay.
Frosted Flakes, dude, it's...
Is Frosted Flakes again is going to be gone next week type shit?
No, yeah. Frosted, if our house in Reno, dude, me, Stoy, and Amir, you get a big-ass family thing of Frosted Flakes, oh, yeah. 3 days.
3 days, really?
Cash.
No, dude, cereal okay, is great.
So here's my thing, is I usually want to argue with you guys, but that's exactly what I would do.
I like that.
That's my exact... So I bench cut, and here's the thing. Lucky Charms are good, but the thing about Lucky Charms is I won't ever finish a box of Lucky Charms.
No.
You know what I mean? Because it's too... Bro, the fucking marshmallows are just... It's just... Like, you can have it. It's a good cup, but I won't finish it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good, too, but, like, you just got to go in knowing, like, cinnamon. And I like cinnamon, but it's just, like...
It's all...
I don't know, bro. But there's so much you could do with Frosted Flakes. For example, you could put bananas in Frosted Flakes.
Oh,
hits.
Easy.
You could put a lot of other shit in Frosted Flakes. You could do a lot of shit. You could even change the milk if you want. Almond milk, hitter. Chocolate milk, hitter. Frosted Flakes is so good. The commercials are the best commercials. You know, the fucking tiger back in the day used to fucking... You know, it was
They're
just...
They're great!
Exactly. Because they are, bro. And now they I are. Want a fucking bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. I think it's I love Frosted Flakes. Simple design. Mm-hmm. They haven't fucking changed up like a lot of these other brands.
Ain't broke, don't fix it, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, I'm gonna switch it up on y'all.
Be disrespectful, please. Bud.
No, I might be disrespectful to your guys's, but I'm gonna say who I'm gonna cut first. I'm cutting Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Great cereal. I ate it
frequently.
I ate it, but I think it's just the sugar. Too much sugar in that. All right. Start off your day with that much sugar is just not... It's not right, you know? It's like a dessert cereal. You feel me? But I feel like... And I like what you said. I wasn't really thinking about this, but like the versatility of Frosted Flakes, that's a great one. But that's going to be on my bench because that's good for me. Like, let me be healthy today. Let me be sure Frosted Flakes, you know? Throw some strawberries
See,
in
I'm
there.
I'm thinking healthy. I'm thinking like Cheerio.
Yeah.
Still, but, you know, that's the healthiest cereal I have in my pantry.
Okay.
And then... Lucky Charms for me were just... That was my A1 day one as a kid. I just feel like, you know, the leprechaun had me, bro. Like, in the commercials and shit, he was chasing the...
Yeah.
The, whatever, those charms, I guess. But that shit was a hitter for me. And I, you know how you do the... You pour one bowl and then there's the extra milk. And you're like, yep, another bowl type shit. That was always with the Lucky Charms. With the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I just drink the milk.
You feel me? Can we talk about some throwback cereals now that we're
on it? Let me ask you this, though, before we do that. Favorite cereal for y'all? I can start off.
Captain Crunch.
Really?
Crave. Have you had Crave?
Yeah, I know something.
I've never liked a chocolate cereal.
I'm a Cocoa Pebbles guy.
I also like Apple Jacks.
Love Cocoa
Pebbles. Apple Jacks is going to be on there. And then you know what else fuck with? Is I fuck with Fruit Loops.
You know, my favorite cereal growing up was that they had this Oreo cereal. Not the fuck shit they have now. But they actually had that shit with like the marshmallows in it. And I was like,
ew.
Always eat that shit.
Bro, I fuck with like cereal in general. Reese's Puffs was decent. I was never like
I love that shit.
I was never that good, but Captain Crunch was always there for me. Honey Nut Cheerios hits.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one with the fucking?
I like the honeycomb cereal.
What's personally. The one with?
Uncle always ate.
Raisin Bran.
Dude, I wasn't even that guy, but I was a Honey Bunches and Oats guy. Still am.
Same here. Same.
Still
here.
Am.
It's always a good one. Still and just think about cereal. Like, you can eat that shit any time of fucking day. And it will not, like, ruin your day.
Did you guys like Corn Pops? I like Corn Pops.
No, I don't even know what the fuck that
Life
is.
Life is good. You ever have Life cereal? Life is actually pretty fucking fire.
No, it's not.
Frosted Mini Wheats. If you got that good one, bro. If you got a really one good one, it's like cracking there.
Too much in that cereal.
I to this day, I've never had Fruity Pebbles.
I have. It's bad, bro.
Fruity Pebbles aren't good. I like Cocoa Pebbles.
I've never had Fruity Pebbles. Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies hits.
Okay.
Yeah. I prefer it in the
in
bar.
The treat form. Yeah.
Please.
Honeycomb was I think someone said honeycomb was good.
That shit.
I never had Cookie Crisp. You guys ever had those?
No, yeah. Those shits are not good.
I mean, they're not. You know what I used to do? I used to take the vanilla wafers. Are they, that's what they call?
Yeah.
Vanilla. And I'd make a cereal out of that.
Ooh, that's fire.
It was fire.
Dude, you know what else is just so good, like, late at night, bro? Like, I remember, like, being a kid, and I was a big gamer back in the day, bro. I used to fuck with...
Rage.
Like, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 1, like, all those games. Like, that was, like, right in my middle school fucking peak house, bro. And so I'd stay up till 4 in the morning, and there's snacks I always go to late at night. Because I wasn't drinking then.
Right.
Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Mm.
The fucking brown cinnamon one, that which they just discontinued.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
That's surprising.
That's like...
Like, I don't know how.
And schools.
Obviously, the other Pop-Tarts with the fucking... The strawberry ones. Those ones hit.
I'm an Oreo guy.
But I was always a ramen guy, bro. I loved getting top ramen.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Late night ramen does it.
Like, fire, bro. Mm-hmm. Fire. Or I'm going to let you guys on a little secret. We used to call it a certain type of rice, but it was white rice. It was butter and brown sugar.
Never.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, buddy.
Was it like a horchata flavor?
Kinda.
It was brown sugar, so it's not cinnamon, but...
Kinda, but it did have that...
dessert. It was good, dessert. Rice or some shit?
Not really. It was literally, you could get white rice, butter, heat it up.
That sounds very good.
Brown sugar. Fire.
Yeah, I don't think I can have that now on my diet.
But man, like late night...
For fight night, baby.
That's right.
Late night snacks would... Like, I'm fucking starving, bro. I want to go get some food right now.
I want to well, it's coming to you, bud. Anyway.
Well, not me.
Yeah, but I miss cereal sometimes. I haven't had a night bowl of cereal in like...
Me either. Okay. Months.
Yeah, forever. I feel bad. Because my parents don't even buy that shit no more.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Oatmeal.
I'm not going to get me started here.
Oatmeal's good.
You ever had just like, plain oatmeal? Like with no flavor?
No, and that's the issue that I have.
Shit. Like, my uncle made me try to eat that.
I used to eat oatmeal every day. Remember that when I was like big? Like I used to make... 2 packets of oatmeal a day. It was bad, bro. It was really bad. But all in all, man, let us know what you guys think are your best. Oh, this was like a foodie kind of episode we're kind of doing.
I kind of liked it, though. We're all hungry if you can't tell.
Oh, man.
I'm good.
Oh.
I'm cool off that.
I'm full. I'm cool.
I had a piece
of cheese. Tell them the story about the I'm cool off that because it's upsetting me because it's not exactly how it went down.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Me and Jackson after we did I think we did an intermission report.
Yeah, we did intermission.
Sunday.
It was our first intermission report back.
Yeah, so we did that and we were just talking. He was like, "Bro, are you hungry?" And I was like, "You know, I don't think so." I was like,
"No." He said no, and I was like, "Okay, well, I'm just gonna go get some."
I was like, "I was like, I don't think I was like, I'm cool if I don't eat." But then he's all like, "Oh, let's go in and out." So we drive there. I'm like, "Oh, we're already here. I might as well get some." You know, I got hungry. Face.
Dude, he said no all the way up until I started. I looked at the guy. I was like, "All right, so what are you gonna get?" And he's like, "Take a double
protein style, which means they wrap it in lettuce, less carbs."
There you go.
Yes.
Dude, that would fucking.
So I did that. Yeah. He got his shit, and then I think we were driving to the drive-through. Like we told him on the intercom, onions on both, and he comes in. He's like, "So no onions, right?" Jackson's like, onions on both.
No, I didn't. I'm not one of those. I'm not a can.
You were definitely like, no,
you were,
sir, please,
you were
onions
be
on both.
That one day at the park though, when we were playing football, to that girl with her dog.
Dude, okay, no, hold up. I was about to beat the shit out of the Karen, bro, because she was too aggressive with her dog.
No, you're
really. She was fucking choking it out, bro, and I was like, "Bro, like I will go strangle you in front of your dog and show you how to really choke someone out." Like I hate.
How do you like it?
I hate animal cruelty, bro.
No,
I hate that
100%.
Yeah, I feel. But what's it called? And then the guy asks, he's like, "Do you guys want ketchup?" And Jackson's like, "No, no ketchup." And then he's like, "I'm cool off that."
No. See, your storytelling skills are a little off right now. This is what happened.
That's how I remember it.
The guy came up to us. He was like, "Hey, man, you want ketchup?" So I look at Alex because I'm not a ketchup guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not Patrick Mahomes kind of guy. I'm not a ketchup guy. I like tomatoes, but like...
Ketchup with fries, though, like I'm gone.
No, I'm more of a ketchup. That's a nice way in heaven. I'm a ketchup with ranch kind of guy. Oh. Not going to lie.
Okay.
Anywho,
Cranch, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
You've never seen that?
No.
The story, you haven't seen that?
No. I've actually seen it. I know what you're talking about. It's like orange as shit.
What is it?
Cranch. What do you.
I don't know. That's why.
Ketchup and ranch.
No.
It makes this shit.
Ugh,
you're not the first one to try that shit, buddy.
No.
I've never tried
it,
so I
did it like 2 years ago.
Anyway, keep going, bro.
But anyways, I'm a ranch guy, and so. You know, they don't offer that at In-N-Out. And the guy was like, "Hey, you want ketchup?" So I go to Alley Rock and I'm like, "Hey, you want some ketchup?" He's like, "No, I'm good." So I go to the guy. I was like, "Oh, I'm He's like, do you want ketchup? I was like, I'm cool, man. Like, don't even worry about it. He's like, what's that? I was like, oh, I'm cool off that. And this motherfucker thought it was the funniest fucking story. He's like, oh, you're cool off that, huh? You cool off fucking ketchup? You're cool?
I'd be like, hey, yo, Sean, cool off that ketchup.
Like, shit like that. Like, why would you say that?
That guy was like, what? You guys are thinking I'm over here a Karen. I'm really not, bro. Like, I'm the furthest from a Karen.
A little bit.
I tip fucking great. Like,
I just want to know, dude, we will never be, there will be no patrons in this establishment.
Oh, dude, we fucking deal with a lot of Karens. And what's the male, like, I've asked this before, but what is a male equivalent to a Karen?
No,
like,
no,
what
man.
Is the name?
Like a Chad.
No,
that's like a Chad's a good boy. One.
Like a
Chad.
Like an old person, like Bob, Steve. I don't know.
Roger.
Roger.
That'd be the day of
Cornelius.
Cornelius.
I don't know. Just
I haven't met one yet.
I want to name my dog like Cornelius, bro.
It's a nice one. That's a good one. Maximus.
Scout. This is Blade. Fucking German Shepherd comes out. Yeah, bro. I don't know. We're going off little tangents right here. Yeah. What else we got?
We have to fit this in, bro. People are waiting for the dumbass of the week, man.
Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Legit.
Texas Barbecue.
That's right. Dumbass of the week. Go ahead, Zach.
I don't know if you guys saw this. They kind of kept this quiet, dude. Donovan Mitchell went on his Instagram Live a couple days ago, and there was, like, moaning sounds in the back.
Oh. Let's play it right now.
Oh, do you have it?
Oh, dog.
No, you don't have it.
Oh, buddy, I'll fucking find it right now.
How do you go on Instagram Live by accident?
Like, that's his
phone was in his hand.
How many more times does that have to happen before it's not an accident? Here we go. Right. Here we go. You guys ready?
I'll be honest. Someone stole my phone.
Holy shit!
What if that was him?
Bro, like,
I don't know.
How do we not know what happened in it? So it's been Donovan Mitchell, it's been Jamal Murray, and then who was
Draymond? Was it who posted his
Draymond dick? Green's posted his dick.
Yeah.
I like how many more times is before it's not an accident?
But like, it gets forgotten.
Think it ever was, dude.
It gets forgotten and they move on. But I don't think that was
his
bad. Like, Jamal Murray was like bad. Like,
Jamal Murray, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse, yeah.
There's no excuse. There's, like, I mean, I don't know.
Legend, but there's no excuse.
He's still out there.
But this guy, he might have been like, oh shit. I was watching something.
Oh my god, that shit's fucking funny. Go ahead, Ali Rock.
Let me do it. So mine is Giannis. Because he let the anger get a hold of him. And I forgot who the schlub was who he fucking headbutted. But he, like, so this guy, like, Giannis goes up for the shot, or, like, he's, like, you know, fucking bumps into this guy's shoulder, and he, like, flops. And then the ref call a foul. And he's over here, like, oh, I don't know. And Giannis is all pissed and shit, arguing with the ref. And then this guy comes up to him, and he just fucking headbutts him. Hard as shit. And then, what is he? He gets suspended for one game.
Dude, a headbutt.
Buddy, you're the team captain. Yeah, you're the team captain. What are you doing?
And I wouldn't even say he's a dumbass for that, for getting in a fight. I feel like he's more of a dumbass for doing a headbutt, because a headbutt fucks you up equally.
No, for real.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you gain out of doing a headbutt?
Like, throw fists.
Or a kick or something where it probably doesn't hurt as fucking bad, but it's like you give yourself a concussion by fucking this dude up.
He did that right in front of the ref. Like, the ref was right next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? What do you expect? He got kicked out of the game, and then he got suspended for one game.
Now they can't win in the bubble and shit.
Well, and I think they already made playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they fucking clinched like a mile.
I mean, they might as well win. The fucking they're probably bubble. Just going to win it all. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, bro. But he is a dumbass. The headbutt's just not a... It's not a power move in my
opinion. If you did that in a playoffs, like, you'd for sure get fucking shunned.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Doing that shit.
They wouldn't be having that shit.
For real. For real. Dumb fuck.
So, my dumbass, I kind of went on like a college football tangent. It is what it is, but I have to, and I'm going to continue with it. It's college football head coaches, because there's two of them that fucked up. First one, Jim Harbaugh, probably not a good idea to talk shit in a Big Ten meeting, and then because it pissed off Ryan Day, and Ryan Day told his players we're going to put 100 on them, which is entirely possible because Michigan just fucking doesn't want to show up to play against Ohio State. That's what I'm saying. These days, sure. they get fucking dicked on. I love Jim Harbaugh. I really do. I think he...
1300. Y'all hear it?
Wow.
My computer's in overdrive.
Oh, wow. I wonder if they could hear that. Like, if you guys are hearing that, let us know, because that was a little fucking scary.
Yeah.
Computer, so, like, that's some,
the fan, like, coming unhooked or something.
That's some Transformer shit. Like, there's some fucking, like, yeah, creature literally coming out of there and it's gonna fuck
tonight.
Yeah,
I don't know what
tonight.
The fuck that was out of the laptop.
But anyways, Jim Harbaugh, pretty dumb for talking shit because you've been getting blasted by Ohio State for, like, the past four. You've yet to beat them in your career.
Isn't he the highest paid college coach or some shit?
No, Nick Saban is. Saban is.
I know he's still getting paid.
I think Dabo might be with the new contract he signed. And then it's Saban. But, yeah, no. But probably shouldn't talk shit. And then another one, his old friend, Urban Meyer, was doing some sort of little video chat. On a college football show, talking about, you know, how the season's getting canceled, and in the background you can see this guy.
Well, I think he has like a mirror behind
him. Yeah, so who we don't know who this man is.
Shirtless,
which looked a little sus, and it just reminded me of that movie. I can't think of the movie. I think it's like Happy Gilmore or something, when the guy's like, "Hey, you guys want to wrestle? You guys want to wrestle?" Like, it's a fucking. I know it's an Adam Sandler movie, but it's just fucking hilarious. And is Urban Meyer, like, we don't know, but
I thought he was still saying that Urban Meyer, like, gestured to him to, like, stop.
Yeah, because in there he's like, stop.
Get back in the bed.
Yeah. Go put on my fucking happy shorts, okay? Yeah, I want to see those. Yeah, but it was a little, you know, you just got to know the circumstances. If you're on a video chat, you probably shouldn't have a mirror right behind you. And if you have a little secret about it, don't. If you're on a video chat, you should probably not fucking try to wave it off. So you're a little dumb over there.
You weren't.
So trouble in paradise in the Big Ten right now.
Tell me about it. Canceling the season, canceling people, fuck. Anyway. Facts. So this one, I think, is going to be interesting. We're going to finish off with this little segment here. We were thinking of what to talk about, and then, you know, I guess I'm going on vacation this weekend. I guess you can call it that. But we're thinking of, like, memorable vacation stories, good or bad.
You know, it's open for interpretation.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
Who would like to start?
I'll start mine off.
All right.
I've had some really good vacations, and then I've had some tough ones. But one that sticks out is some shit that, like, my sister and I literally just told our parents the thing either this year or last year, bro. So we used to go to Big Bear in California, which is really nice, and they used to have like this little resort that we would stay at, and it was just full of timeshares. So we'd stay there, bro, and they all looked the same. Like, they all had the same color, same layout, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, so like my dad, when we were growing up and everything, he was big on like getting us out of the house. Like, he never wanted us to like just sit there, like, you know what I mean? So like my dad, and which I owe him a lot, because like a lot of my best memories are the reason are because he made me used to go out and like have good times, you know what I mean, and be outside.
Yeah.
So like I think we had just eaten breakfast or something. This is my sister, my closest sister and I, and he was like, "Hey, like, you guys need to go, like, just go do something." And we're like, "Alright, fuck it." So we go outside, and he's like, "But wear a hat and, like, make sure you're covering yourself because it was sunny outside." And we're like, "Okay." So my sister grabs a hat, she wears it, and she had just gotten this new hat, bro. Like, literally just gotten this new hat, and it was, like, a big deal. I don't know.
Well, how hot does it get in Big Bear?
Nothing like Vegas or anything like that, but just very – and I think sunny. It's because it's I think
– near the beach?
The elevation's up.
Oh, yeah.
It has a lake. It's a lake.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
But it has the elevation up and everything. And so, like, the sun, like, if you get touched by it, you will get burned. Like,
yeah, I feel.
And my sister burns really bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's besides the point, though. So, like, we were outside and anything, and then we ended up coming back to the timeshare. And, like I said, this is an important detail. All the timeshares look the same. So we're like, damn, like, we're little kids, bro. Like, eight or seven. And we're not looking at the number or anything like that. Like, so we forget where we're staying, like, how we're doing and what we're doing. And so we just walk in and we open the door to what we thought was our timeshare.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't. And so we just fucking walk in. Like, we're like, "Oh, hey, we're going to brush our teeth. We're going to go do this. We forgot something."
Oh, no.
And all you hear is this, "Huh?" And it's a girl, like, passed out on the couch. And we're like, "Dad, like, we're literally just going to brush our teeth. Like, what do you, like, we're literally," and we just hear, "Huh?" And my sister, Riley, drops her hat and leaves it on the counter. And so we go to the bathroom and we pull the drawers and we're like, "This isn't our shit." And we look, and this girl's like, and she keeps on, like, trying to fixate her eyes. And she's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing in here?" And we're like, "Oh, shit." And we didn't cuss, but we sprint out of the thing. And my sister leaves her hat. And bro, we sprint out there. We try to find our, we end up finding our timeshare. And then my dad was like, oh, did you guys have a good time? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my stepmom comes up to my sister, was like, hey, where's your hat? And she was like, oh, I don't know. And then, like, we lied to him, but, like, we never told them until it happened. But, like, it was, like, the craziest, like, what the fuck story. Like, we literally just walked in on, like, woke this girl up from a deep slumber, but she had a good time, and she probably needed some Taco Bell or some of the places we were talking about in her life. It was a crazy, crazy time, though.
Shit. You want to go ahead, Zach?
Sure. So mine actually involves Jackson. This was early on. It was my senior year, your junior year, right, buddy? Second semester.
No, so you were going to Reno.
Right, I wasn't at Reno yet, though.
You had graduated though. It was the summer because I was in. Going to my senior year.
Yeah. And we went up to Tahoe with my folks, and. it was a good trip all in all. Like, one day we drove down, we checked out the campus, and one of the first days, though, in Tahoe, there's not much to do, you know. Like, we try to schedule a fishing trip.
Fucking boat guy canceled on us, bro. We wake up early in the morning, boat guy canceled on us.
Fuck him, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like,
5:30, we're down.
5:30, we're down there. The guy's like, yeah, the guy didn't want to show up. The fisherman didn't want to show up. We're like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, you're gonna have to reschedule. You got, here's your refund. We were like,
what? So we went and played golf.
Yeah.
And we were like, bro, like, don't pair us up with nobody. Like, this was the early stages of our golf career.
Oh my god, bro.
Like, we were off.
And of course, it's like the nice, it's a celebrity golf course, bro.
Yeah, it's
where they do the fucking, the Lake Tahoe celebrity golf course shit. Yeah. And oh god, it was bad.
And then they, of course, end up matching us with, what was his name? Joe and
his wife. I don't know.
But I have this video on my Twitter. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. But Jackson is lining up for a shot, and I'm taking this video. And they're on the cart path. They're playing ahead of us a little bit. They're on the cart path.
Yep.
The hole's over here.
Yeah.
Jackson's hitting right here. He had actually a decent drive. Because, I mean, I did. You were shooting from somewhere decent. And they're all the way over here on the cart path.
Yep.
Jackson fucking hits the ball, and he's, oh, heads, force. And this ball, like, damn near, it hits, like, the clubs, I think. Like, you almost smacked this woman. It was bad, dude.
We've told the story, like, briefly on the pod, and then we put it on a letter to 15-year-old self because I had mentioned that I needed to work on my golf game, bro. But, I mean, the shitty thing about it is we were on, like, hole four, bro, so we had 14 more to go. So it's like, there's no going back from then, bro.
Yeah,
like,
what did they say?
The funny thing is, he's like, you know, it was our fault. We should have gone in front of you, like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, I'm so sorry. Like, can I buy you anything? Like, can we do anything? Like, Zach and I are trying to play the fucking nice guy.
Yeah.
And I felt like shit after, bro. I was like, damn, like, I, like, what the fuck do I say? And I go back and I'm like hoping that, like, Zach's not going to say anything, which was just a mistake and a half. And he's like, you couldn't fucking aim straight, bud? Like, what were you thinking? I was like, fuck, dude. And it was just, it was so awkward. And then the crazy thing is so we had gone on a certain holiday. I don't know. What's a holiday Memorial. In, like, May? Is it Memorial?
Yep.
It's like, we had gone Memorial weekend. Yeah, it was Memorial weekend. So we had gone up there, and it was just fucking packed up there. And then I had that weekend off from football.
Yep.
They gave us a whole weekend, so it worked out perfectly that Zach and I went, bro. Had a great time, and I go back with my family because they had planned another trip when we had like a week off of practice. That was it, right? Yeah, it was a week off. Two weeks in the winter, 2 weeks in summer, and that was it. And so one of the weeks I went with my dad back up there, and we're in Tahoe, and it's this place called King's Beach.
Yeah.
And no fucking shit do I see this guy, Joe.
Joe.
Because he lived out there. And so he comes up to me, pulls me aside. He goes, hey, man, hit the ball straight next time. And I was like, you motherfucker, bro. Like, damn. Like, I wonder. It's just crazy. I literally called Zach right after. I was like, dude, you're not gonna believe who I just fucking ran into. But all in all, that was one of the coolest trips I've ever been on. We found our own place. Awesome. Like, we found a little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next time we all go up, We found a little steak place that we went to twice. It was so damn good. God. We stayed at such a nice hotel, man. Went and played fucking rec basketball. It was just a good time in general, man. Awesome, One of the coolest memories I ever have.
It's awesome, man.
All right, so let me hear yours.
All right, so this was like maybe eighth grade. Maybe actually like freshman year of high school, maybe. And we were in Baltimore, whole family. And the only places you can go for vacation is like maybe New York, Philadelphia, or Ocean City if you want beach. And, you know, East Coast beach is a little different than West Coast. It's more like, it's Atlantic Ocean, more rougher ocean. But we're going to go anyways. Like, that's the place to be, a bit of boardwalk in the summer, shit like that. So, you know, we have the only car we had at the time in Baltimore was my 92 Beamer. My dad passed on to me.
Oh, no.
That was his daily. So that's obviously our go-to trip, and in no AC, of course. Roll the fucking windows down. It's like 2.5 hour drive, 3 hour drive there. But we're chilling. Like, it's like, you know, it's in Maryland, doesn't get too hot. It's like high 90s, but the humidity is there. But we roll down the windows, it feels great. Fucking nice breeze going at you. But we're driving there, we get there. And then the thing about Ocean City is, you know, in the summer, you know, the shittiest motel room will be fucking astronomical in price. Like, it'd be like, yep, here's $350. And we're like, fuck, like, you get a nice hotel room somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know, go to New York City, get a nice hotel room. And their nice hotel room there was like Hilton, which is the only like nice hotel they have in Ocean City. They're nice, bro.
And is that the one that gives us, what's the one that gave us breakfast cookies all the time? I think that's Doubletree, right? Doubletree Hilton, yeah.
Yeah.
They fucking have good cookies, bro.
No, they're nice. I've stayed there before, but they're like $600-$700 a room.
Ooh.
And we're like, ooh. And you know, my family back then wasn't making as much money, so we're just like, yeah, we're gonna go with that fucking motel. But it's like, you know, you walk across the street, you're at the beach type shit. And we're like, yeah, whatever. So we go to the beach, and this is just when I got my iPhone 4. I was hot shit, bro.
Balling.
I know, it was hot shit. And I had to.
Wait, so when is this again? Tell me the time frame. Like, what year?
I think this is eighth grade. Like, okay. 20.
Fuck. And you had an iPhone 4 in eighth grade, man.
Yeah, I know. That was hot shit. We just got them too.
Fucking lucky.
And I know. It was didn't have Siri. It wasn't that cool. But what's it called? So we're chilling on the beach, and we're a ways from the fucking shore. Okay. And we're just chilling, you know, taking in the sun. It's nice weather. And all I see, I'm like, you know, trying to get I downloaded some illegal music, like, through this, like, Frostwire or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I had that. I had my playlist playing.
You probably, like, jailbroke your phone, too, didn't you?
No, I wasn't like that.
Did you ever jailbreak your phone, buddy?
Me?
Yeah. No. I was big into that shit, like the iPod stuff back in the day. You all ever have an iPod Touch?
No. I told you, my family was rich. We switched to Verizon, and they gave us free phones. Like, yep. Anyway. So I'm chilling in there, and then I'm just like, have my head down, turned to the right of me, and then I see this like family and little, you know, Hispanic playing soccer and all that sitting on the coolers, and I just see a humongous wave like come up onto them. I'm like, oh, that sucks. And I'm laying I'm laying there with my phone like on the towel, and then all you hear is fucking on fucking me, and we like send the fuck up, and then I'm like, where the fuck's my phone? And bro, it was like 5 minutes. I thought I went back into the water, and we're like, shit, like 20 feet from the actual like shoreline.
Yeah.
And we're like, how the fuck did this wave get here? And then I'm like looking for my phone, and like I dig it up out of the sand, like digging through the sand, and I found
it. Damn, out the sand.
And I was like, damn, that's my new fucking phone. And I'm over here like pissed, like I'm on the verge of tears. I'm like, we just fucking got this. And of course, I don't have no fucking rice. So I go to the hotel room, and I get like a towel, and I get the hair dryer. I tried doing magic, bro. This shit wasn't working. It kind of just ruined my weekend.
Oh, bro.
But that...
Oh, it continues.
I know. So we try to have a good one. We try to have a good weekend. My mom's like, we'll just get you a new phone. We'll get it. You know, call Verizon. They'll hook us up, whatever. But that wasn't phasing me. We went to go to restaurants, whatever. Had a good rest of the weekend. This actually happened. I just remember this. So we had to buy one room, but it had like two twin beds. It was mom and dad and me and my sister.
Yeah.
So there was a point where it was her birthday weekend, actually. It was her birthday weekend. And, you know, we all got sunburned and shit. And we're trying to share the bed. And it got to the point where she's like, I'm fucking done with you. And she, like, goes on, she sleeps on the floor. And she, like, looks at us. She's like, worst birthday ever. So like, we spent all this money to come here.
But she's in like sixth grade at the time, so it's...
Yeah, I think she was in fifth grade, actually. Yeah. No, sixth grade, you're right. Yeah, it was hilarious. But on the way back, it probably was her birthday, but, you know, white Beamer. Overheating.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days.
We were sitting in traffic, and it's like, my dad's like, fuck.
Don't worry, I'll fix it. Pull over. Yeah.
Don't worry. Somehow he fucking fixed it. Pour some water on something, and, you know, we got along. But, you know, sitting in traffic wasn't nice. But those are the things that make it memorable, you know? No AC, sitting in the hot ass.
Some of the most memorable stories are from, like, just crazy. Like, I remember we were driving back from a trip one day, and my fucking sister just decided to yak.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 1 hour into it, bro. It's just like... Like, hot yak is just so fucking filthy. And I remember my dad, because she was little, bro. It was my other little sisters. And you know, what are you supposed to do? Yell at a girl who just threw up? And he just kind of pulled aside. And you know, like, when your dad's upset when, like, they don't say anything, he's just like, just clean it up, honey. And he's talking to his wife. And my stepmom's like, I'm trying to, Jeb. I'm really trying to clean it. And he's just, clean it up. Get the shit out of the car so we could get home, because we have 3 hours left on the drive. Like, just like... calm but stern at the same time. It's just I remember that shit. Like,
no, yeah. I'm gonna tell you one more story, because I kind of remember that car stuff, car problems.
Oh yeah.
So my dad bought he recently bought a it was like a 2001 Ford van, but it was like those work trucks. We had like those
He
bought it.
When was this?
It was my, like, freshman year of high school.
Oh, I was going to say.
Me and my sister flew to Chicago, and they drove there. And then we were going to take the van back to Baltimore. And on the way back, we're, like, in Ohio. And it's, like, I remember this so vividly. My mom and sister in the back, and they have, like, these four captain's chairs. You know, they have, like, the armrests and shit. They're very nice. It's, like, 5 a.m, and I'm, like, half asleep. I'm, like, just now waking up. And all I hear is like, and my dad's like, oh shit. And he's like trying to like fucking steer clear. And all I see is our fucking like whole rim and tire like bouncing along the freeway. And my dad's like, fuck, pull over. My mom was all wakes up, what the fuck is going on? And my dad's like, yeah, we just lost the whole tire.
It's fine, I'll fix it.
And then the police pulls up, he's like, hey, and he's like, I actually was over there and I saw a tire bouncing, so I grabbed it for you. He's like,
wow. Put it back on.
Yeah, so like we got the tow truck and shit, and they pulled up to like the nearest shop, and then my dad's trying to explain to them, like, hey man, like whatever you guys can do, like I just need the car to make it, and it's like still like 6 hour drive left. He's like, I'm going back to Baltimore. He's like, it's just a straight road there pretty much. And the guy's like, yeah, like, you know, this isn't a fucking regular fix. Like your whole shit's fucked up down here. And it's like, you know, like what can you do? And they're like, you know what, we'll have it ready for you in a few hours if you just give us the time. He's like, yeah, he's like, just, you know, do whatever you can. But, you know, they got it fixed and we got there safely. But then that van, like, broke down.
Right as you got there?
Yeah. Like, that shit was on the... That's just, like, good stories, you know?
Oh, dude, it's the best. Yeah. Life is just fucking... It's crazy what it puts you through sometimes. Like, you think about it. Bro, some of the, like, the worst times in your life, like, when it immediately happens. And then you look back on it and just be like, bro, that is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, some of the shit that you have to go through. But yeah, man. I
know my dad was fucking scratching his head the whole fucking time. With
man, now I'm jealous that you're going on vacation this week, man. I need a good vacation.
I'll let you know how it goes, guys, if any crazy shit happens, but I doubt it.
Yeah, some...
For real. Some of my fucking, you know, it's COVID, but like, you never know how it is in California, but we're trying to see if the beach is open. Yeah. There's just a few kids going, got a house, absolutely, stuff like that. Yeah, just gonna enjoy it.
Good. Well, we're wishing you safe travels from out here, and then Zach and I will just be sad.
That's right. I'll post the episode from there. You know, we get a good picture going. Hopefully, we get our shit together on YouTube, and maybe hopefully have some out. But yeah. No promises on that one. But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
All right, guys.